Two experimental rock bands have new albums that music critic Milo Miles is going to review. He says these bands have found ways to increase their popular appeal while staying close to their roots.
The anti-pop element in rock and roll began in the late 60s with groups like Emerson, Lake & Palmer and Henry Cow, and continued right through the 90s with performers like Nick Cave and Nine Inch Nails. All were compelled to make rock more noisy and intricate rather than catchy or sensual. The results have been mixed at best. Far too many albums that appeal to true believers but feel distant, even alienating to everyone else. But there's always been grand exceptions like Sonic Youth, who began abrasive but discovered their own way to go pop and still be themselves. With enough effort, they forged hooks, melodies, even beauty in their own idiom. And following a similar path, two bands coming from very different directions have recently put out their most appealing, yet still cerebral, records. The New York trio called Battles consists of guitarist and keyboardist Ian Williams, bassist and guitarist Dave Konopka, and drummer John Stainier. It's a sort of supergroup, though only Stainier's previous band, Helmet, had a national profile. Battles originally featured vocalist and multi-instrumentalist Ty Braxton, but his return to solo projects has been good for the group because their second album, Gloss Drop, is far less cluttered and fussy than their debut. Why, the first single, Ice Cream, is almost friendly in a bristly way. Gloss Drop includes several guest vocalists, but they're afterthoughts, textures among the textures, and not the bearers of messages or stories. But even without catchphrases, you quickly come to recognize every track on the album when you hear it again, and you want to replay it. Although Battles are full of current ideas, they offer one of the oldest fascinations of rock and roll. You don't know quite what it is, but you like it. Chicago's experimental rock band Cheer Accident has been around for 30 years and releasing albums for 20, with many changes of personnel and styles. But the key constant is founding member Tim Jones, who is a keyboardist, singer, and most important, a drummer. So from the start, Cheer Accident had the advantage of commitment to a firm rhythm attack and, as the band's name indicates, a slightly eye-rolling sense of humor. That didn't help much in the early years of abrasive sound as an end in itself, abrupt starts and stops, and rote Nirvana imitations. Cheer Accident got better at brainy elaborations and eventually turned out 22-minute workouts that were marvels of coherence, but no more emotionally engaging than the previous squawks and blats. But all along, a current was rising in the band's material. Harmonies, melodies, done with increasing affection and skill. On the latest album, No Ifs, Ands, or Dogs, Cheer Accident can make an otherwise ominous line, "I'll be the one to drag you down," sound almost sweet. The album includes lots of the group's characteristic puns and racket, including Drug You Down, a kind of satire of the harmonies on Drag You Down. However, No Ifs, Ands, or Dogs indulges in pleasure more than any previous release by the group. I hoped Cynical Girl might be a cover of the Marshall Crenshaw tune. It's not, but still pretty.
Cynical girl, why are you so scared? What in the world has made you frightened now? What life undoes, love will repair, healing the loneliness inside of us. Cynical girl,
among bands Cheer Accident recall, they are not as intellectually tight as Henry Cow, nor as casually poetic as Soft Machine. But even if you don't know who those bands are, Cheer Accident is worth deliberate investigation.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed new albums from Cheer Accident and Battles. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.